KI-4DOS, calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI-4DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI-4DOS. We will now begin roll call. This is all stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. Give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RagChew portion. This being Wednesday night, the RagChew portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the RagChew, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Let's see if we have any EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
KI-4DOS. Gary, please check in KJ4HKC, that's Kilo Juliet 4, Hotel Kilo Charlie, John, and tonight we're in the motorhome up on Lake Kiwi, and I'll be negative and negative.
KI-4DOS, Kilo Whiskey 4, Tango, Sierra, Jim, and Pelzer, be negative and negative, just listening.
KI-4DOS, good evening, Gary, everyone on the net tonight. This is November 4, Hotel Charlie, Warren, we're in Taylor's, and we'll be negative and negative.
KI-4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KJ4HKC, Mr. John, down there in Belton. Appreciate you being with us tonight, John. And KW4TS, that's Mr. Jim, he's down there in Pelzer. Appreciate you being here, Jim. And N4HHC, Mr. Warren, over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Warren. And AK4HR, that's Mr. Mike, he's down there in Simpsonville. He sent me a text message, I got him checked in via text on the Echo Link. That's all the EchoLink stations I got, but I got some pre-check-ins. Run through that list real quick. I got W4FCM as Mr. Fred of TR with his sweet bride, N4IEI. That's Miss Isla. And W4DF as Mr. Don. He's up in Inman. And W4NGU as Mr. Phil. He's in Boiling Springs. And K4YNG, that's my neighbor Fletch over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Fletch. Hope you're doing well. And if you're listening, I sent you an email there, buddy. Check your computer. And we'll go from there. Also like to say good evening to KD4EYV, Mr. David down in Whitmire. And KI4LZI, that's Mr. Andy up on Table Rock. And N4DJC, that's Mr. Jerry, he's in Anderson. And KJ4HYC, that's Mr. Shane, he's in 6 Mile. And KD2RKN, that's Mr. Jason, he's in Williamston. And KC4W, that's Mr. Bill, he's down in Anderson. And I also got a text message on my telephone from K4ZZX. That's Mr. Steve. He's down there in St. Joe, Florida. He does not have internet access where he is, so we got him via telephone text. We'll move up to the alphabet now, starting with M through P, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
DOS. Please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and her daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
Yes. Please say hello to Miss Joy for me. Please check in Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie. That's WG4MC. This is Matt, Western Greenville County. Just check me in and out, sir. 7-3 to you and on the net.
And Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo, W2MJB, Mark in Simpsonville. Also checking my wife, Wendy, Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, KN4HTP. Wendy, we're both here in Simpsonville. We'll be in and out tonight, Gary. And 7-3, and thanks for calling the net.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena and her husband Rick, KK4DMW, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. They're all down there in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. And WG4MC, Mr. Matt over there in Western Greenville County. He's over across the creek from me. I appreciate you being with us tonight, Matt, and I will relay your message to Joy. I also like to say good evening to W2MJB. That's Mr. Mark and his sweet bride, KN4HTP. Miss Wendy, they're down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Mark. Tell Wendy we said hello. And folks, I forgot to give an announcement. I'm going to go ahead and make this my number two for tonight. The Gaffney Amateur Radio Club is having a ham fest this coming Saturday, October the 24th, starting at 7 a.m. and it runs till 3 p.m. It's up there in Gaffney at 204 West O'Neill Street. They will have outside parking and tailgating, and they've got some vendors that will be inside. So if you're able and have got a few minutes, run up to Gaffney and help those folks out with their ham fest. All righty, that announcement being done, we'll go back to the alphabet in the Mike Through Papa group, M through P for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up in the alphabet to the Quebec Through Tango group, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Please check in. Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango, W2T. My name's Rusty. I'm over here in Moore, South Carolina. No traffic, no comments tonight.
For DOS. Again, Kilo November 4, Romeo Juliet November, John and Inman. No comment, no traffic.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to WU2T, Mr. Rusty over there in Moore. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Rusty. Hope you're feeling better. And KN4RJN, that's Mr. John. He's up there in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, John. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango. For the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Please check in Kilo Kilo 4, Sierra, Mike Victor, Dale in Ellenborough. Nothing to buy, nothing to sell, but we'll be listening in, my friend.
OS. K4RW, Richard in Greenville. No traffic, no round table.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KK4SMV, Mr. Dale up there in Ellenborough. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dale. And K4ROW, Mr. Richard. He's over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Richard. Hope you're doing well. Let's move on up to the Uniform Through Zulu group, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Again, Kilo Golf 4, Whiskey November, Papa, Landon, Mobile, Dacusville, negative, negative.
DOS. Please check in Kilo 4, X-ray Bravo, K4XB. Name is Tommy, location Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and Miss Joy and everyone on that.
4 DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KG4WNP. Mr. Landon over there at Mobile around Dacusville tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Landon. Be careful out there on the mobile. And K4XB, Mr. Tommy, down there in Southern Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tommy. Hope you're doing well. Tell the rest of hello. Additional stations, Uniform Through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the Alpha through Delta group, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Good evening, Gary. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David and Inman. Negative and negative tonight. Hope everyone's doing all right out there. 73s.
DOS. November 4, Delta India Zulu. Joel and Travelers Rest. Good evening, Gary and Danette. I am negative and negative. Good evening.
KI4DOS, please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative. Thanks for calling the net tonight, Gary.
DOS, WD4DYH, Whiskey Delta 4 Delta Yankee Hotel. Johnny, Travelers Rest, working on an oil pan plug. Hope everyone's having a good evening, no traffic, no round table.
4DOS. Gary, please check in November 1, Delta Mike Bravo, N1DMB. That's David on the east side of Greenville County, even though I have a Simpsonville postal address. I'll be negative and negative, 73 stall.
For DOS, please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2BYQ, David and Easley. No traffic, no comment, but I do have an item for the swap net when you're ready.
K4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Would like to say good evening to KO4AOW. Mr. David up there in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. And N4DIZ, Mr. Joel up there in Traveler's Rest. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Joe. Hope you're doing well. And W4DJW, Mr. Dave. He's over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Tell Miss Amy we said hello. And WD4DYH, Mr. Johnny, up there working on an oil pan plug tonight in Traveler's Rest. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Johnny. Yeah, you be careful underneath that vehicle and tell Kathy we said hello. And N1DMB, that's another David up in, he's down in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. And KB2BYQ, another David over here in Easley tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. Labor of mine, I'll be back to you in just a little bit to get your item for the swap net. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Went up to the Echo through Hotel, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Ken Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry in Keller, North Carolina. Negative enigma tonight, Gary. Thanks.
You got that group all to yourself tonight. KC4EZN. Mr. Harry up there in Candler. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Echo through Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Oscar November, Brian in Simpsonville. Negative and negative.
For DOS. Please check in and out, Kilo Oscar 4, Echo Yankee Victor, KO4DYZ. This is David in Whitline.
Here DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to KO4HON, Mr. Brian, down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Brian. And KO4, can't read my own writing here. EYV. That's Mr. David. He's down there in Whitmire. And David, I got you on the pre-check-in list. I called you out earlier, but just make sure I don't write you down twice. I don't want to count you twice. But we do appreciate you being with us, and thanks for coming in on RF. All righty, let's move on up to the India through Lima group, I through L, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Please check in Kilo 4 Juliet Kilo Hotel. John, Horseshoe. I'll be negative and negative. 73s to everybody on the net.
Good man. I hope you're doing well tonight, Gary. Please check in Whiskey 4 India Oscar Echo. See you in Fletcher, North Carolina. No traffic, no comment. Good evening to you and Miss Joey. Hope you all feeling well. And good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
KOS. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James up here on the mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative. 73s for each one of you.
KI4DOS. Gary, please check in Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out if you would. Hope everyone has a good night. 7-3.
J4RQZ, Nathan. I'm in Traveler's Rest. I'll be negative and negative. Hope you have a good night, Gary.
KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, K4JKH. Mr. John up there at Horseshoe. Appreciate you being with us tonight, John. And W4IOE, Mr. Sid up there at Fletcher. Sid, you're the young man. Glad you're doing well. Got a question for you real quick. You still got that big old long beard?
That's time to become part of me there, Gary.
Without it, see it. I got to get by and see you one of these days. Hope y'all take care. You stay safe and stay well. Also, I'd like to say good evening to KK4JFO, Mr. James, up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. James, you're a little late there tonight. I appreciate you being with us, but we got you in the log. And KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, and his sweet bride, KC4MF. Okay, Miss Donna, they're over there in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Donna we said hello. And KJ4RQZ, that's my buddy Nathan up there in Traveler's Rest. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Nathan. Hope you're doing well. And K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. And when I left, she was in there reading a book and watching TV at the same time. I don't know which she's going to comprehend the best, but we'll find out. Any others? India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Group all the way through the alphabet, A through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. 4 Sierra Uniform Golf, K4XUG, Ray Traveler's Rest, no traffic, good evening, Gary.
4DOS. Check in K4OSH. Kilo 4 Oscar Sierra Hotel. Pat in Malden, no traffic, no comment. Thank you, sir.
DOS. I was on the phone, almost forgot to check in, but please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike. Walt and Edmund, I'll be negative, negative.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, K4SUG, Mr. Ray, up there at Traveler's Rest. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Brother Ray. Be back to you for some comments in just a little bit. Tell Miss Edie we said hello. And K4OSH, Mr. Pat, he's down in Malden. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Pat. And K4OIM, Mr. Walt up there in Edmond. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Walt. And Walt, I'd much rather you be on the phone than be sick or something like that. Not a problem there, young man. You got in and we got you in the log. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. Got most everybody for the time being. This is KI4DOS, now securing the formal portion of the net. We're thanks for all those folks checking in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the rag chute, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. I had one gentleman with item for the swap net. We'll grab him first, and we'll see if there's any others. KB2BYQ. David, what have you got for the swap net this evening?
DOS, this is KB2BYQ. Hi, Gary. Yeah, I got an MFJ mag mount mobile antenna. It's model MFJ1724. It's 2 meters/440. It's 19 inch black stainless whip. Got 12 foot of coax with a PL259 connector. It also includes a BNC adapter for handy talky. I'd like $20 for it. My email is Dave, D-A-V-E, 7271, Walter, W-A-L-T-E-R, @gmail.com.
You have for sale an MFJ, 1724, 2-meter, 440 mag mount antenna. Has a 19-inch whip on it, 12 feet of coax with a PL259 and also a BNC connector for a handy talkie, and you would like $20 for it, correct so far? Reach you via email at Dave, Delta Alpha Victor Echo 7271 Walter, Whiskey Alpha Lima Tango Echo Romeo @gmail.com, right?
Great, thank you.
Does anyone need any fields on this mag mount, 2-meter 440 mag mount antenna that David just listed? Right now, David, but we'll run this for a few weeks. When you sell this item, if you don't mind, let me know. That way I can take it off my book and keep my book straight over on this end. Anyone else with anything they would like to add to the SwapNet book or anything I need to take off of the SwapNet book, call KI4DOS. Additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet before we start the reading of the SwapNet book, call KI4DOS. Recognize Kilo Victor 4 Nancy Charlie, KV4NC, Mr. Gabriel out there on the mobile. Via text message, not on the Echo Link, but on the telephone. So I guess that could be considered RF since they come in on my mobile phone. But we got you in the book there, Gabriel. Appreciate you being with us. All right, SKI4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net. First item we got on the swap net book is for sale. A fella has a matched pair of 6146B tubes. They're brand new, still in the boxes and still wrapped up in the bubble wrap and all that good stuff, and he would like $100 for them. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a Tar Heel 200 HP. That's a screwdriver antenna. He's got the top hat, the whip. He's got a custom mount that's made for it. He's got the control cable, and he would like $650 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's an LDG YT 1200. That's an automatic antenna tuner. He would like $100 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's an ICOM IC765. That's a HF transceiver. It's all mode. It does not have the menus in it. It's an older transceiver, so you got to turn knobs and twist buttons and that sort of thing. It does have the Mars mods. It works 160 through 10 meters. It has four filters in it. It has a custom cover for it, an HM12 hand mic. The manual, the power supply, and antenna tuner are built into this transceiver, and he would like $575 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a CDE high gain CD45-2 rotator and control box. He has gone through this rotator and put new ball bearings in it, new grease and all that. Checked it all out. It works real well. He has the manual to go with it, and he would like $250 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a Yaesu FTM400 XDR. That's a 2 meter 440 mobile transceiver. He would like $400 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Zyu G90. That's a QRP HF transceiver. It works 160 through 10 meters. Here's the mic, the power cord, and he's got a cable that hooks it up to the to your computer. And he would like $400 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Here to see if we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. KI4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net continuing. The next item up is for sale. It's a 6-foot steel rack. This is for a 19-inch rack mount transceivers or amplifiers, power supplies, whatever you got you want to put in it. Like I said, it's 6 feet tall and it's 19 inches. It also has the dummy load in it, and he would like $100 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a 2 meter mag mount antenna. He would like $25 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item we got on the swap net book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's a Syncor tube tester. That's a Mark IV tube tester. He would like $75 for it. Does anyone need any fields? So that's going to conclude the reading of the SwapNet book tonight. Appreciate all you fine folks stay around and listen to the reading of the SwapNet book. Those that listed items, we'll run those for a few weeks. When you sell these items or find the items you're looking for, let me know, and that way I can keep my book straight over on this end. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet before we start to react you? Call KI4DOS.
Control, please check in KK4HX Bay Earl and Travis Rest. I'll be negative and negative.
Evening, KK4HXB. Mr. Earl up there in Travelers Rest. Earl, hadn't heard you in a while. Hope you're doing well. Come back as often as you can, young man. Enjoy listening to you on the radio. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. For rags you list tonight up on a clean, shiny, dry stump is Brother Ray, K4SUG, up there in Traveler's Rest. Mr. Ray, what have you and Miss Edie been up to today, young man?
Well, just as little as possible, Gary, really. It's been a really nice day out, and I've been outside most of the day. I'm in the process of getting my truck waxed, cleanly waxed up for its wintertime escapades, and I got everything finished except the roof of it, and that's, I have to to get up on top of it to do that probably. You just can't, it's just too big to reach across, Gary. Maybe I could stretch, get my arm stretcher and get do something about it that way. We'll see what happens. Anyhow, I got to get the roof cleaned and waxed and I'll have it finished for the winter. And, filled up with gasoline. Gasoline's cheapest. It's been a long, long time. I paid $1.72 I paid for it this time. But, I don't think it's going to stay down there very long. I haven't got anything exciting to tell you about. I put some fertilizer out on the grass so I'd have something to do until cold weather keeps cuts it down. Got some collards planted out here, and they're coming along good. You knew about them because you got some too. And I also planted a row of spinach down alongside of them, so we'll see what happens with that. I like my spinach, but it's hard stuff to grow. It don't like warm weather at all. It likes to have things cool off before it will even germinate. I found that out the hard way. I kept planting the stuff in warm weather and it wouldn't come up. And I finally found out you don't plant it in warm weather. You wait till it gets cold. Gary, I'm seriously considering getting rid of some of these magazines I've got. Somebody's interested, we talk about it. I got over 50 years of QST for somebody that wants to study the history of amateur radio. And I got some dating back into the 1930. I've got mixed emotions about getting rid of them, but at the same time, if I could pass them along to somebody else and get some good out of them, and maybe they'd pass them along too. I'd hate to see
him be destroyed. My goodness, Ray, sounds like you've had a busy day out there playing in the garden and running around the grass, the yard with the fertilizer and all of that. Somebody, I can't remember, I do know who it was, your neighbor Fred up there, he put out a bunch of fertilizer on his grass and he said a couple of times how nice it looked and all of this. And he says, but he didn't think he was going to put that much out again because he was having to cut his grass 2 to 3 times a week. But you don't get too carried away with that, I don't guess. But I'm glad you got all that taken care of. I'm glad your collards are doing well. And I hope your spinach does well. I'm going to put some spinach out, Ray, but I hadn't put any out yet. The collards are looking real good. They've grown probably, I don't know, 3 or 4 inches since I put them in the ground. They're doing real well, and look forward to getting some good eating off of that. But I'm like you. I like spinach, and I'm going to have to see if I can't get out there. I got the spot ready. The whole garden's been turned, and it's ready to just throw a few more seed out there and get that going. But I'd love to try some a good fresh spinach out of my own garden. The QST magazines, goodness gracious, I tell you what, I bet they have got some fantastic projects in some of the older QSTs, right? Because they've had a lot of, I've got several years myself, don't have anywhere near what you got, but I enjoy going back and looking at some of the older magazines and some of the projects that they've got in there. But I bet some of the ones you've got have got some real humdingers.
Jerry, when I started in amateur radio, that's where my equipment came from.
Every bit. You know how people used to throw TVs out on the side of the road. Now, I've done it myself. I didn't build any ham radio gear with it, but you pick up an old busted TV and see if you could salvage the tubes or the sockets or the chassis or something. But you didn't want to mess with that big old picture tube.
Those old TV sets were prime suspects for good power transformers and chokes and such as that to get your power supplies working up. It came in, a lot of stuff in those things came in handy. You know, you wanted to trying to watch out on that picture tube. I used to take the picture tubes out and bring them in and trade them in on a new one, and they'd rebuild the things. And I was down at Hempel one day getting myself a new picture tube. He went back and got the new one, and it was in the box. He brought it out and put it on the counter. And he picked up the old one, and he stuck his finger in the hole, in the anode hole. And he tossed that picture cube almost to the ceiling of that store. And you ought to have seen him scrambling to catch it before it hit the floor over.
Goodness, I could just see that now, Ray. Stuck his finger down there, and that big old capacitor zapped him. He didn't want to hold on to it long. But I don't blame him. I believe I'd try to catch it too before he hit the floor.
Seriously, they were really dangerous when if they got broke. You had to be real careful about handling them. They don't explode, they implode. But the pieces on one side comes in and goes out through the other side. And they scatter glass, some pretty good size chunks of glass too, all over the place. And you don't want to get in the way over
that. I don't think I've ever seen anybody bust one of those, Ray, to be honest with you, but I don't believe I'd want to see it. But I have seen a lot of people take these fluorescent bulbs and bust them and how they do, but, you don't know what kind of gases and everything else you're letting out when you do silly stuff like that.
And don't like to see that stuff. And they don't want to see the broken tubes in the garbage can. If you put them in there, they want you, to keep them in one piece. Because that coating on the inside of those fluorescent tubes can give you a hard time if you get cut with it. It can cause pretty bad infections. And they know that. I guess they probably have some experience with it over.
Right about that. I'd hate for the people to get hurt, but I've seen a lot of people do it, you know, just take them and throw them like a spear or something and bust them. When I changed them things out, I tried to save an empty box, and the ones I was getting rid of, I'd put back in the box and try to fix them so they wouldn't rattle around too bad, but well, you know how it is. A lot of people just like to break things, I guess.
Yeah, that's about the way it goes. Well, I've about run out of something to talk about. I'm about run down, really. I didn't get a whole lot of sleep last night. I'm a little bit tired. Been watching a little bit of the news on the one-eyed monster, and it's coming up on a big day. Ain't far off now. We're going to find out what's going to happen one way or another. And you can't tell what's going to happen by listening to the news, because you look at one and listen to one, you get one story, you listen to another, you get another story. So it looks like you're just going to have to wait and see what happens.
They're always being right, you know. They used to be kind of non-biased, I'll put it that way, and could give a pretty close, accurate running of how things might be. But the way it is now, man, I tell you, it's like you said, it's. I think they're doing it to confuse us, or try to anyway. But the best thing we can do is do our homework and remember our history books that we were taught in school. Of course, don't remember what they teach you now, because that's not what we were taught. But I ain't going to get into that. That'll get too deep. But, yeah, it's going to be here before we know it. And I hope everybody that's of age and that can will go out and exercise their right to gripe. The way I look at it, if you don't go vote, don't come to me and say, start fussing about something one way or the other. Because I ain't going to listen to it. Now, if you vote now, you got a right to gripe and have your opinion heard. But to me, if you don't vote, you ain't got any opinion one way or the other.
Yeah, I I'm inclined to agree with you on that, Gary. That's what it's all about. If you exercise your right to gripe, you can gripe all you want to. Well, and I don't need to listen to any more of their speeches or anything like that. My mind's been made up for quite a while, so I'll just sit back and relax till the big day comes.
The big day comes, we'll go over there to the voting place and fill out our ballots and go on about our business.
There you go. Okay, I'll get off here and let you go on with the net. I didn't hear anybody else check in for rights. I guess everybody's maybe listening to some of the stuff going on in the One-Eyed Monster. And that does give a fella a chance to kind of keep up with what's going on if he can separate the junk from the vax. That's the big problem. Used to, you just had to go to the park when somebody come through and give a speech and listen to his speech and decide whether you believed him or not. I've seen him standing up on top of the automobile standing in the park and giving their speech. And all the people gathered around, they always usually had started out in the late summer when it was still warm. They most always have some watermelons or something like that to gut and make everybody happy. Give them a good feed and then give them a good talk over.
Well, I guess that's the way to do it there, Ray. But anyway, appreciate you hanging in there and talking with us a little bit on the Rag Chew. And you keep thinking about them magazines up there. I tell you, I hate to throw a book away. That to me is a waste. You don't throw a book away. I still got all kinds of junk that I shouldn't have, I guess, but taking up space. But, you know, putting everything on computers is okay, but if you don't have some kind of backup, it can all get wiped out in a heartbeat. And the only thing I have to a book is maybe somebody burn it or throw it in the trash or something, but I don't want nothing to happen to my books.
That's a valuable thing, Gary. I probably would not have an automobile now because I wouldn't be able to afford to keep one running if it wasn't for the books, over.
Well, I really enjoy my books, and I'm with you. I don't know if I could keep one running without the books or not, but, well, you know, they've got all these sensor things on there now, and if you don't know what you're looking at or what you're, you know, where to go, you can get lost pretty quick. So I guess the main thing is keep our books and don't depend on YouTube or something like that. Because you don't know if people know what they're doing or if they're trying to pull your leg. But anyway, you take care. Enjoyed it as always. Look forward to doing it again. And have to get back up here and see you in the 80 again before long. Big campfire weather again, maybe one of these days. It's kind of warm today, but that's the way it is. You know, we're in them dog days, I guess, right?
Look what's going up in Midwest, Northwest and Midwest, around where Steve lives.
Weather in about 3 days. What's it doing up there? Is it hot or cold?
Snowing like crazy.
That's it. You know, old Steve, when he was down here, he told me that he watched the weather up there. And if it was about 3 days, whatever was up there would be down here. But I don't believe we'll get the snow in 3 days, but it's coming.
Might be here before you realize it. Just be prepared. And I'm waiting for my generator to get here so I get it hooked up.
Well, when that thing comes in, I'm gonna come up there and see that big old beast.
Okay, I'll be glad to have you. Probably put you to work.
That too.
All righty. I'll let you know when it gets here.
Look forward to it. I know that you and Jerry got it all mapped out and got a place ready for it to be put up.
Place mapped out where I ordered it. I got a went back down there this afternoon and measured, make sure my measurements was going to come out right.
Hello, what? Lady, I'll let you go so you can go get your cup of coffee and tell Miss Edie we said hello. Hope y'all are continue to do well. Stay warm, stay dry, and we'll talk at you in a little bit later. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Any other check-ins or any other comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. About wrap it up Wednesday night. WG4MC, Mr. Matt, over there in Western Greenville County, be calling tomorrow night. Come back and give him a good dose of rider's crap. I'll total this up, give it to the computer, and let it log my net report. Have it, folks. So we had a grand total of 50 tonight. Good number of check-ins. Appreciate each and every one of you out there in Radio Land. Like I said, come back again tomorrow night and give Mr. Matt a good dose of rider's crap. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for all those folks checked in with us tonight. We will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS, clear.